Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
We start the week with a yellow level 2 warning, and that's for severe thunderstorms over the central parts and the escarpment areas of Mpumalanga, as well as the extreme southeastern parts of Limpopo. Isolated showers and thundershowers can also be expected over Gauteng and the northwest. Morning fog along the escarpment, hot in the low veld. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 30 degrees, Joburg and Polokwane 28, Mbombela 29, Emalahleni a high of 26.
A collision in Bedford beyond the N12 westbound before the Edenvale Road exit causing queuing traffic, and another collision in Kempton Park. It's on the R24 westbound before the Barber Road exit and it's causing queuing traffic.
Electricity Minister Jose Ramakgopa is expected in the northwest today, where he will lead an intergovernmental engagement with municipalities about their electricity debt and challenges in providing electricity to communities. The first stop will be the embattled Madibeng municipality in Brits. Northwest Premier Lazarus Mokgosi will also be part of the discussions. And on the Australian east coast, nearly 1,000 schools remain shut and public transport and airports are still closed after that massive tropical storm Alfred lashed the state of Queensland and New South Wales over the weekend. Thousands of people are still without power. Authorities say the body of a man has been found in floodwaters after his car was swept away. I'm Khada D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Really, Khada, is that your news? Did you not forget something? I'm just asking for a friend.
I'm looking. Is it? No, not.
See, this is what when people don't need a million rand.
I wanted to say me a million
this
rand, but then I thought, will I bring it in with a weather warning
or with the
electricity problems or with a tropical storm?
You know what people have on their minds right now is winning $1 million, and some change to make some change. Here's the thing, though. I want to, because we're in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a couple of friends around.
Yeah.
But I want to know if there's any other excitement out there. Anyone else who's excited with us this morning? So drop me a WhatsApp voice note. If you are maybe that person, I'm just saying, I'm just asking, okay? Just asking for a friend.
Okay.
If this news kind of, you know, comes at a good time in your life.
No more student loans.
If I told you could win R1 million and give a charity 125,000.
Wow.
How are you feeling? 084 850 0942. Talk to me.
Right, the race for the 4 available places in the Currie Cup Premier Division got off to a cracking start during the opening round of the SA Cup this weekend. The upset of the weekend saw the Borland Cavaliers beat the Toyota Cheetahs 45-29 in Wellington. Griquas overwhelmed the Leopards and Ponch. The Griffins saw off Border in East London. Falker, they beat EP 41-30 in Kempton Park. And the Pumas opened their account with a 75-7 romp over SWD in George. In case you missed it, the Sharks their nerve in a hard-fought URC derby against the Emirates Lions in Durban, consolidating their place on the standings and claiming the SA Shield for the first time. Brothers Vincent and Emmanuel Chituka have reportedly been left out of the Springboks' first alignment camp due to delays in receiving their South African ID cards. The Sharks' loose forwards, originally from the DRC, have already obtained citizenship and passports, but without their ID cards, they couldn't be invited to the camp. The camp starts in Cape Town today and features 56 players, 16 of them are uncapped. India beat New Zealand in a tense encounter by 4 wickets to claim the Champions Trophy title for the third time in Dubai yesterday. And Scotland's Callum Hill shot a magnificent 8 under par final round 62 and prevailed after a 3-man playoff to win the Joburg Open. He started the day 8 shots back on overnight leader Sean Norris, who faded to set up a 3-way shootout. It's Hill's second DP World Tour win and shoots him into 11th place in the race to Dubai rankings. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That's